Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself, and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that, living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Darkness, minded not for it. feed thee more, but stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Art thou in the darkness, minded not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That was Paulette Meyer singing Truth is One from her Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. And before that, she sang Art Thou in Darkness. I just love that song. Stand still and act not, and wait till the light arises from the darkness. Isn't that amazing? I just love that's the solution. Of course, we started that set with Melissa Etheridge doing Precious Pain. Because, you know, we all have it and we all hold on to it until we're ready to let it go and willing, actually, to release it. And that's what we're doing here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on Inner Divinity. We are learning how to let go our pain and open up to that light that is always present and always actually arising if we can stand still and noticing it. If you're just joining us, you're listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. And we're also live streaming on WAIF883.org. The show is Inner Divinity. And like I said, we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And what we do on the show every week is we share with you literally the thousands, countless ways that we can live a happier and healthier life, that we can be empowered to feel better, whether that's mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. We focus here really on empowering our higher selves. And I'm so happy that you've joined us today. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. And today what we're talking about on the show is a wonderful little book that helped literally save my life when I quit doing drugs once and for all in 1987. And I think the book at that time was called Heal Your Body or Heal Your Life. And it was later rewritten and it's called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And the reason that I am going to talk about this book today is that this little book, I think, was published the first time, the first edition of it in 79, and then this version in the mid-80s, and it's been republished. And it is such an amazing book. It's been a bestseller two different times on the New York Times bestseller list, which has never really happened with a book before. It was on the bestseller list for 13 consecutive weeks when it first came out in 1984. Selling, I think it sold like 50 million or more copies. And then later, she
did a new edition of it or a new printing of it after being on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And it was 20 years later. And it was again on the New York Times bestseller list. That just doesn't happen. And the reason I think it's such profoundly speaking to people is because it's really, really simple. And most of us can change and shift when we have steps to take that are simple, that we don't have to learn something complicated. And so this little book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Louise Hay is often called the mother of the self-help movement. And what she does in this book is speak from her own experience, because she had cancer, and using what she talks about doing in this book, she healed herself from cancer over a six-month period. And the way I used her stuff is when I first got clean in 1987, there was a cassette, and one side was a meditation, and the other side was more like a teaching. And so every night before sleep, I would listen to the meditation, and then every morning when I got up, I would listen to the little teaching message. And that gave me the tools, but also the inspiration to learn how to live without doing drugs. And believe me, I really needed some help. So we are going to talk about how you can heal your life and how you can use this book to do that if you want to. But I'm going to give you some really clear, simple pointers of what she tells you in this book. Because if you haven't seen it, I am sure the library has copies of this book because it's been around for so long. And because it's been a bestseller twice, the library probably has a copy. You can find it online, of course. Louise Hay's website is just louisehay.com. Again, the name of the book is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And before we get really into that whole discussion, I just want to remind everybody that we are a listener-supported radio station and that we are especially thankful for all those who support this show and give us their love. We couldn't do the show without you. And so because the community supports us so well, we support the community. And I want to let you know a little something from one of our underwriters here, and I will be back with you in just a moment.
This is Mary Manera, creator of Enter the Quiet Silent Retreats at Hope Springs Institute in Peebles, Ohio, online at hopespringsinstitute.org. I'm hosting our 16th annual Women's Retreat, February 14th through the 17th, and a retreat for men and women, October 3rd through 6th. For more information, you can call 513-470-2973 or visit our page at hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet. That's 513-470-2973 or hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet.
Thank you so much for that, Mary. If you would like to get your business information to our listeners here on WAIF, that's actually an easy thing to do with underwriting. You can get in touch with me or my co-host Sage, and we will be happy to walk you through that process. You can do that through my website, which is louisadyer.com, and email me, or you can do contact Sage through Facebook. It's Sage Woman. And you can also call one of the underwriting experts here at WAIF, and that number is 513-961-8900, and they will guide you through the process of underwriting. It is a great, affordable way to get your business information to our amazing listeners. So if you are interested in that, I would really love to talk with you about that and tell you how you can do yourself a service as well as support this amazing radio station. So we are talking about how to heal your life. And we are using a book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And what Louise says, what she teaches, what she has demonstrated thousands of times, probably, maybe even millions of times at this point, is that the thoughts we think and the words we speak create our experiences. Now, you know, I have been involved with New Thought or alternative healing for most of my adult life. And I've heard a lot of people say, you create your own reality. I disagree with that a little bit because there is the reality of reality. We live in a universe where there is cause and effect. At the bigger spiritual level, there really isn't cause. Everything is working interdependently with everything else. But in this physical world that we live in, there is cause and effect. So everything has an opposite reaction. Every action, you know, you've heard that. So I don't think that we actually create our reality. I think God does that. Spirit, the universe, every interaction between everything in the whole entire universe is affecting every other thing in the entire universe. And we are a small piece of that. So I don't think that we control reality in any way at all. What I do know that we do is we create how we experience that reality. To me, that is a very different thing. So I would never say we create our own reality. I would say we create our experience of reality. And I like it that Louise Hay is very clear about that point too. She says that with our thoughts and our words, we create our experiences. And that's the way of it. And actually, over the last 50 years especially, physics has actually proven that. And it's not mystical anymore. It is a scientific fact. And there's lots of science that backs that up. If you're interested, if you just Google quantum physics or quantum reality, you will discover how everything that's happening affects everything else, and there really is no separation between anyone or anything going on in the universe. It's quite amazing. And you will also discover that the cells in your body, physical reality, the crime rate in your city, physical reality is greatly impacted by what's going on in the mental field. That's been proven now quite a number of times with experiments with people meditating. It's called actually the Maharishi effect. I think it was in the 70s or the 80s where they first started doing those experiments where a certain number, it's actually 0.1% of the population of a city, if 0.1% of that population is meditating in peace, not on peace, but actually being in peace, then it affects the entire population of that city. And what they've seen is when they do those experiments, crime rates go down, other factors that are indicators of violence or not peace, a lot of things are affected. So each and every one of us absolutely affect everything that goes on around us. But the only thing we're actually capable of actually having power over is our own experience. And so that's really what Louise does in this book, You Can Heal Your Life, is tell you how to begin empowering yourself, how to begin creating better health for yourself on every level of being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It is the coolest book. I mean, when I first started listening, reading this stuff and listening in 87 when I was getting clean, I had already known this stuff. I had been practicing and teaching this kind of stuff since a near-death experience when I was 19 and then a really incredible, miraculous healing process that I had gone through in 1980. Where endometriosis in my body was completely healed, just literally from 1 minute to the next because I said 3 sentences. So I had already been studying this stuff, but like a lot of other people, I knew it in my head, but I didn't know how to really feel it and apply it in my life. So this little book tells you how to do that. One of the things she does in this book that I think a lot of people get really excited about is in the back of the book, and this was in her first little book, You Can Heal Your Body, she lists all these symptoms, all these illnesses and diseases, all the different things that can go wrong with the human body. And then she tells you what is the most likely erroneous or wrong thinking that has been creating that. And she tells you what is the right or the healing thought and belief system to start practicing, to begin working with and believing that will heal that condition. And she figured all of that out, I think partly through intuition, but partly because she had to heal herself. The cool thing about Louise Hay is that everything she does and everything she has done in this amazing life that she has lived has come from her own experience. You know, she's not just teaching this stuff just because she thinks it's a good idea. She's actually been called the closest thing to a living saint by some, I think it was Australian media who did that. And the little book, Heal Your Body, that I was talking about was actually published in 1976. And then it got revised and expanded in, I believe, 1988 into this book, You Can Heal Your Life. And it's been translated into 25 languages throughout the world. That tells you how universal what she's talking about is. So Louise started this whole path that she's been on in New York City in the 70s. She attended the Church of Religious Science and became a minister through that. And she became a popular speaker at the church and began counseling with clients. And that's how she began making that first reference guide that said, you know, if this is going on with your body, then this is the thought that's producing it, and here's the thought that will heal it. And that was the little book, Heal Your Body, and that's what I was using when I got clean. And it was called The Little Blue Book. And then she got diagnosed with cancer. And for her, it was like, okay, this is pedal to the metal. This is, I got to walk my talk time. Because what was she going to do? Was she going to practice what she preached? And, you know, she did. And she started this very intensive program for herself of affirmations and visualizations and nutritional cleansing and psychotherapy. And within 6 months, she was completely healed of cancer. So she's speaking from experience. That's what I really love, because if I know she's talking from what she knows, not just from what she thinks, it's going to have a bigger impact on me. I think everybody sort of finds that true, don't you? But anyway, what she really explains in this book is how our beliefs and our ideas about ourselves are often the cause of our emotional problems, and the emotional issues are what cause the physical problems. And the cool thing is that just by using these very simple tools, we can change our thinking, we can change those feelings, and we can have lives that look more like the lives we want to live instead of doing all the suffering that we've been doing. And we get to live in a way that's more filled with joy and with love and with kindness. We get to create the world we want to live in, rather than just feeling like we have to suffer and be at the mercy of. No, we have a lot of power as soon as we claim it. I think one of the exciting things is that Louise is in her 80s now, and she just made a movie. And it's called the same thing, You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. And she continues to lecture around the world. And she loves painting and gardening, and she's actually the head now of one of the biggest publishing companies in the world called Hay House. And they publish a lot of really big time writers and teachers. And she's just amazing, really. I am just so, I'm just so glad that I found her work, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And I'm glad to be sharing it with you today because I have been very shocked. Three different people in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks who are interested in health and wholeness and healing and personal and spiritual growth have actually told me they didn't know who she was and they'd never heard of this book. And I just found that to be shocking. So the basis of all of this healing is, you probably guessed it, loving yourself. That's it. That is the basis of all healing, is love. Every spiritual teacher throughout time will tell you that. The basis of all healing is love. And a lot of what this book does is give you ways and exercises and tools and understandings so that you can begin to love yourself in a powerful way. So to get you in the frame of mind to really know what that means, I'm going to play you a song by a friend of mine. It's Sean Galloway, and he's singing I Choose Love. So do I. I'll see you back here in a moment.
Thank you.
choose love. And I hope you do too, because that's where the power is. That, of course, was Sean Galloway. I Choose Love. That's the name of the CD as well. And beautiful tune. I hope you enjoyed that. For any of you who might just be joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, live streaming online at WAIF883.org. I want to thank you so much for being with us here today. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we are a spiritually focused show, not a religious one. And we focus on spirituality and personal growth, on really practical ways to live happier, healthier, and more peaceful lives. And so if you like learning how to, if you like discovering who you really are and learning how to honor that truth of who you are, then you're in the right place, because this is what we do every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And that's Eastern, of course. And today we are talking about Louise Hay, who wrote You Can Heal Your Life, a little book that I have used for probably 30 years almost at this point, and many, many millions of people. I think it was sold 50 million copies in its first printing, and then it was on the bestseller list again 20 years later. So I don't know how many millions that adds to the number, but regardless, it is a best-selling book all over the world, translated into 25 languages. And I think the reason is because the message in this little book is so simple and so clear. And it's basically, through love, we are empowered. Through love and goodness and joy and connection with that inner divinity, that divine spark of life that is in each and every one of us, through that, we can be healed of anything. And that's the power in this little book, because she literally walks you through step by step by step how to do it. And the bottom line of it, of course, is love. And I love how Sean talks about it in that song. Do you choose love or do you choose fear? Because fear and love are like light and dark. If you bring light into darkness, the darkness disappears, because darkness isn't real. It's just an absence of light. And fear and love are the same way. If you bring enough love into fear, the fear disappears, because it isn't real. It's just an absence of love. So no matter what the issue is, no matter what the problem is, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual, if you bring love into it, the problem will dissipate. And that's what she walks you through how to do in this wondrous little book. I just love it. I also want to do another public service announcement for you here, because we are a listener-supported station and totally count on all of our listeners to support our show so that Sage and I can be on the air and share all this wonderful stuff with you. And in return, we support the community. So if you're a nonprofit and you would like WAIF to get your information to listeners as a nonprofit, you can submit that and we will do public service announcements. And each programmer just picks which ones they want to do. And what I want to do today is tell you about Grailville, because Grailville is owned and operated by the Grail. It's an international movement of women in 18 countries working for social transformation. Grailville is located in Loveland, Ohio, which is about 20 minutes from Cincinnati, and they offer programs on ecology, spirituality, feminism, the arts, and social justice. For more information on the meeting space that Grailville offers and the programs, you can call them at 513-683-2340, and you can also check out their website, which is Grailville, G-R-A-I-L-ville, grailville.org. So, beautiful place, Grailville. Very wonderful women work at that place. I also want to let you know about another underwriter for the show. This comes from Soul Crafting with Sage and Patty. Support for Inner Divinity comes from Soul Crafting, located in historic downtown Lebanon, Ohio. Soul Crafting offers workshops and classes to nourish the soul, plus individual intuitive and palm readings. Monthly activities include first Saturday Soul Crafting, third Friday Wild Women Drumming Circle, and last Sunday Guided Meditation and Energy Healing. For more information, you can visit their website, which is soulcraftings.com. Thank you so much for that, Soul Crafting with Sage and Patty. And I also want to let you know one of the reasons that I am doing the show today on You Can Heal Your Life is because there's a very stark reality that is going on in our country. And it's drug abuse, it's suicide, it's a lot of people are quite miserable. And you know what? We do not have to be. We can uplift ourselves and we can uplift other people. And I know, as someone who lived in the pits of hell, severe depression, and was suicidal many, many times for the first 30-something years of my life, you can come up out of that. We can each and every one of us come up out of that if we have the support and the tools. And so I want to let you know about the suicide prevention hotline for yourself, but also maybe for someone you know who's having a rough time. Because suicide is the 11th most frequent cause of death in the United States. Someone dies from suicide every 16 minutes. Suicidal ideas and attempts to harm oneself are the result of problems that may seem like they cannot be fixed, but as someone who's been there and come up out of it, I'm telling you they can. But you need help. None of us can come up out of those really low places by ourselves. We need help. And one of the places you can get help is through the toll-free National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and their number is 1-800-273-TALK. Talk. 1-800-273-TALK. Their lines are open 24/7. You can also visit their website at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. I hope you remember that for yourself or for those you love, because when you're in that really dark, dark place, it helps so much to have someone to talk to, because what happens when you're there is you feel alone, you feel desperate, you're in such deep despair and usually shame that you can't imagine that anyone would even be interested, much less be helpful. And the people who work the suicide hotlines know how to handle that. When I first got clean, I worked on a suicide hotline as a volunteer and when I was doing my undergraduate work. And it made me feel so good to be able to be there for other people. And I knew how to do that because I had been where they were. And almost everybody who works on those crisis lines is there because they know it. They know what helps. They're not going to tell you stuff that doesn't help. So by all means, if you or someone you care about could use somebody to talk to, that suicide prevention hotline is a great way to get some support. Again, their website address is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. So if we were all using the principles that Louise Hay has in this book, You Can Heal Your Life, that suicide would not be such an issue in this country, because our mind is a tool if we learn how to use it. It's like if the mind controls us, then most of us are miserable. But if we control our mind, then we know how to live life and life works for us. Because our mind is meant to be a tool. And most people don't think they have any control over their mind. They think, oh, well, I just think what I think, or that's the way I've always been, or this is just what happens. Well, you know what? You can learn to control your mind. If I could do it, and believe me, I was one miserable little cookie. And if I could come up out of that place, you can too. Each and every one of us has that divine spark of life inside of us. And because of that divine spark, that's power. That's unconditional love. And because of it, we have the capacity to rise up out of whatever suffering we've been in. We just have to know that we have that power, and then we have to learn to use it. And that's what I love about this little book, is it tells you how to do that. There is incredible power and intelligence within each and every one of us. I think, of course, that it comes straight from God, that it is that inner divinity, that divine spark of life that every one of us has. Because when we don't have it, then the body dies. As long as the body's living, we have it inside of us, even if we don't know how to get in touch with it. But we can, if we know it's there, begin finding ways to tap into that power and that unconditional love and that intelligence that lives inside of us. And the body, that's all really the body is ever doing, is responding to our thoughts and our words. And psychologists have known this for a long time, and now medical science is understanding it as well. When they say, you know, stress is at the root of every disease, part of what they mean by that is emotion lives in the body. So if you're thinking things that is making you feel a certain way, and let's say you're feeling really horrible, then that feeling is living somewhere in your body, and it's going to create a bodily response or reaction to whatever that negative thought or feeling is. It's just what the body does. The body responds constantly to what we are thinking and feeling. And again, that's been proven by science. That's not some woo-woo thing. I mean, there's been all kinds of research that says, you know, Dr. Emoto did it with water, and Bruce Lipton did it with cells in the body. The whole Maharishi effect that I mentioned before was on people meditating, affecting the population of a whole city. It's been proven over and over and over that we affect physical reality by our thoughts. It's really, I think, by our state of consciousness. And when we control our mind and use our mind instead of being used by it, then we can focus our minds in such a way that we are creating positive reactions and responses in the body and in physical reality around us. Because, you know, the truth is, the only thing we ever have to control is our current thought. We don't have to try to go back and change the past. We don't have to try to deal with the future. Anybody who's ever been through Alcoholics Anonymous can tell you that. There is only right now, one moment at a time. A lot of addicts I know said one day at a time, and then those of us who had a really hard time would say one moment at a time, because that's what we have to do, one moment at a time. And that's all we ever have to control, is this current thought, this one right here, right now. And Louise has a great example of this in her book, You Can Heal Your Life. This is on page 87. And she gives an example of a little child who's been allowed to stay up as late as she wants to for a long time. And then you make a decision that you now want her to go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. What do you think that first night is going to be like? Well, I'll tell you, the kid is going to rebel against this rule, and she might kick and scream and do whatever she has to do to try to stay out of bed. And if you give in right then, if you relent and let her stay up, then she wins and she realizes that she's going to be able to control you from that point on. However, if you just very calmly stick to your decision and just firmly insist that this is her new bedtime, that rebellion will lessen in 2 or 3 nights, 2 or 3 weeks at the most, but usually within 2 or 3 nights. And as a behavioral psychologist, I can tell you that's the truth. I've done that sort of thing with thousands probably of people. And if we set a boundary and stick to it, it usually takes really, really fast. But the new routine will be established just because we've set a new boundary and we stuck to it. It's the same principle with our mind. Of course it's going to rebel at first. I have a huge rebel inside that fights every type of attempts to control. So I've had to learn ways to work with myself that work for me. I think everybody's like that. Because The ego doesn't want to be retrained. It wants to be in charge just the way it is because it thinks it knows best. But there is a higher power in you. There's a higher power in every one of us. And that's what we're tapping into. And if we let that higher power be in control and we stay focused and clear with that, then in a very short time, this new way of thinking is going to be established. And then what happens is that we feel good because we're doing that, and we realize that, you know what? I am no longer a helpless victim of my own thoughts. I can be a master of my own mind. And so what Louise does in this book is give you lots of exercises for learning how to do that. And it's all about letting go of what doesn't work. It's all about forgiving yourself and everything and everyone in your past. It's about loving yourself most of all. If you do nothing else, look in the mirror on a regular basis and look into your own eyes and say, I love and approve of myself fully and completely. And do that over and over. And believe me, it will probably feel very silly and goofy and maybe even crazy at first. And you might hear a lot of objections in your own mind, like, yeah, right, except when. But you know what? If you keep looking in the mirror in your own eyes, do this for 2 or 3 minutes, a couple times a day. Do it until it starts to feel good instead of weird or bad. Do it until you no longer hear any objections from yourself. And then keep doing it because it feels good to look yourself in the eye and say, I love and approve of myself fully and completely. Do you know that's the beginning of being empowered? That's the beginning of changing your life, is loving and approving of yourself no matter what. That's not saying you like your behavior or you want to keep doing this or that or things that you don't want to do. No, we're talking about you, your essence, your core. If you can genuinely look yourself in the eye and say, I love and approve of myself exactly as I am. And then whatever objections are there, that's wonderful. Notice them. Don't pretend like they aren't there because they probably will be. And no matter what the objections are, you just keep saying, okay, yep, okay, and I love and approve of myself exactly as I am. What that loving and approving is going to do is it's going to open you to the power of love. And love is the power that heals. Love is the power of God. Love is the power that runs this universe and keeps the stars circling in their orbits. Love, the power of love, runs the universe. And if you learn how to retrain your mind to be love, then it can heal your body. And that's what this little book, You Can Heal Your Life, is all about. Thankfully, she talks about not just healing your body, but healing your emotions and your mental thought patterns. So, wonderful book. Love it. I really hope that everybody has a chance, maybe at the library, or you can go online and get a lot of this information at louisehay.com. There's lots of free information on that website. There is a guided meditation of loving yourself and knowing yourself. Beautiful stuff. And I really hope that you love yourself right this moment more than you ever have before, because every second of love that you put into the universe benefits me, because I'm part of the same universe. There is a oneness to all energy that we're all part of. And so I thank you and I appreciate you for tapping into that love inside of you. And I will see you back here next week. We're closing out with God Is by Faith Rivera. I love you all very much. And we will see you back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for Inner Divinity. Ciao. Where I am.